Oh my god, that's the first time we've ever messed it up.
That was, we're not on it. Yeah, we're not on it. Ready?
Okay, yep.
1, 2, 3. Taylor Watch. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Wow. What a
like, I'm already just so frazzled today.
Same. Yeah. I'm feeling so frazzled. Okay, explain your frazzled morning and I'll explain mine.
So today I got up and I'm like, oh, like, I'm going to wear my cute, fun skirt. Like, I never wear a skirt, whatever. I'm like serving Miss Frazzle.
Yeah.
Like, really enjoying my morning. It's a little chilly, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I always city bike to work.
Yeah.
And
which is a thing that's crazy. Like, I admire that you do that. Like, anybody that rides a city bike, I'm like, you're a daredevil.
It's
like,
only
how?
Like 5 minutes, so it's still very quick.
Oh my god, the bikes are so heavy.
Yeah, it's a money saver, and it's very efficient. But I knew I was gonna have an issue on the bike with the skirt anyways, but I was like, oh, I'll just hold it, like, it'll be fine. But I got on the bike, started to pedal, didn't hold my skirt, and my skirt got stuck in the back tire of the city bike. And I was so embarrassed. I got off my bike and I was like trying to pull it. And I was like pulling it, and then I looked to my left, and there's someone just sitting in the car right next to me, and they're just like not
just, like,
saying
watching
anything.
You struggle, right?
And I'm like struggling, like pushing my bike, like laughing, but like also like kind of cursing to myself, like pulling. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, two angels appear out of nowhere, and they're like, "Do you need help?" And I was like, "Yes, like, I need help,
like,
so
yes,
bad,
please." Yeah. Like, yeah.
So
please,
they
help me.
Finagled it, and I was like, honestly, just rip it, like, you can just rip it if you need. And she ripped it off, and then she gave me a hair tie to, like, hold up my skirt with, which was really nice.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Oh my god, angels
so
are everywhere.
Restored my faith in humanity a little bit.
That's
but
really
it
nice,
was really
actually.
Embarrassing, like, really humbling.
How many feet did you go before it got stuck? Like, was it like immediate?
Maybe 10. Maybe. Yeah, it was.
See,
right away.
Like, I just can't lift those bikes. Like, I've been on a city bike once for like a fake for this one of my old jobs. We did like a fake photo shoot or something. We just had to like stay on the bike, like, and just kind of ride it like halfway up the street. I literally couldn't even get it going, to the point where everybody was like, "Are you sure you can ride a bike?" I was like, "Yes, I can ride a bike." Like,
they
they're
are heavy.
So heavy.
No, I was like trying to hold it up with like one arm and pulling it out.
No
the
way.
Other, and it
like
was just
no
awful.
Way. Wow. It's a crazy morning. That's a crazy morning.
Yeah.
What a story.
Thank
what
you.
Story.
You know, I'm a fighter and I fight through it. Yep. And I'm here today telling the tale.
Yep, you are. You are. And for that, we thank you for your service. And we also admire you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Until the end of time.
Yeah.
I had a frazzly morning as well. Mm. Not so much. It was more the monster of my own doing. Mm. I slept a little later than anticipated. I had to return to my house. I was not at my house. And I had to return to my house. And I did not anticipate the timing. And I no, it's not even. It's not even. But I did have to return to my house.
Look at that
and
smile.
No, not even. Not even. Okay. Not even. Okay. But like, sorta. But I had to, you know, had to return to my house. But the thing was, like, I got an Uber, and then it ended up, you know, I've started to become the bitch that's like, I only get Uber Black because they're the only cars you can trust.
That's true.
Otherwise, it's like a beat to shit minivan or like a taxi cab pretending to be an Uber.
Yeah.
And I don't hate a taxi cab at all. Like, I don't mind one at all. But it's like when they're pretending
like
to be
an
Uber
for a reason.
Right. When they're pretending to be an Uber, though, they just never know where to fucking pick you up. And it's happened to me like a million times. So I'm trying to get picked up. And I had already overestimated the time to take to get home. All of a sudden, it was going to take me so fucking long. I was like, this is insane. So I'm already pissed off about that. This taxi cab is masquerading as an Uber. And it comes around the bend, blows right past me, drives around in circles again. I get so angry that I cancel it and walk like halfway across Manhattan so I could get another taxi cab uptown closer to where I live. And so I'm storming through the streets. I also got my period. And it's just like I'm just – like free bleeding in the street, fucking trying to get a cab home. I'm like, this
That's
is
the
worst,
worst
morning of my life. So finally I get in there, I get home, my eyes are sleepy, and you know, I just try to live my life, and it was just impossible this morning. And you know, it was just not great. I couldn't believe you, me storming through the streets like bleeding through my pants is just something that I won't. That was a jarring thing to happen at 9 a.m.
Like, for life.
It's just not something you want at 9 a.m.
No.
And so that was that. And then, you know, thankfully, to make up for it, the subway trains were extremely nice to me today. I walked down, jumped right on an express, and then got off the express directly onto a local, and I made it in 10 minutes.
Oh.
And then I got our little coffees. And now here we are.
Fabulous.
But the day will get better for both of us. I think.
Yeah.
I think that we both started the day off with snafus.
Yep.
And we both started the day off feeling a little woozy.
Yeah.
Myself,
but now we're here.
Especially. And so now here we are. Yeah.
Yes.
We're here. We're here. I'm coughing. We're doing the intro wrong. And and we're gonna make it through this day.
Yeah. Thank God.
My eyes feel like they're closed.
No.
Do
same.
They look closed?
No. They look nice. Mine feel like they're closed too.
I don't
like,
know why.
And I feel like I got so much sleep last night, and I still am so tired.
Same.
Like, it makes
no
sense.
Did but didn't. It was like a restless sleep, but like I still oh my God, no, I had crazy nightmares. That was it. Crazy fucking nightmares.
You keep
having crazy nightmares.
I
know. I've been having crazy nightmares, but this one was especially crazy. Like to be fair, I watched the movie Immaculate before bed, starring Sydney Sweeney.
That'll
which
do
is
it.
A
yeah.
Crazy
movie to watch.
Crazy movie.
Yeah.
But I'm not like I love scary movies, so I'm not like worried about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, I get into my dream and I'm just like viciously murdering people in my dream. But it's like for the greater good. Like it made no sense. Like it made no sense. Yeah. So
it's for the greater good.
It was for the greater good.
Just I'm the greatest good you're ever going to get. Do you know that?
No.
From Incredibles. Honey, where is my super suit?
Yes, yes. The greater
Why
good.
Why do you need to know?
Yeah.
Because it's for the greater good.
I'm the greatest good you'll ever get. I forgot
so
about
classic.
That.
I love that.
I forgot all about
it's
that.
It's for the greater good.
Movie.
We do what we do what we can for the greater good.
It's
you know?
True. It's
yeah.
true. So that's that. And and yeah. So I'm feeling very frazzled, but we can get back on track because the good news is our girl is out here making waves. She's donating money. She's being a queen. Mm. She's looking beautiful. And we can talk all about it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Because yeah, she's just rocking it.
Yeah,
you think Taylor ever has mornings like this?
Totally,
definitely, right?
Right.
You think she's free bleeding on the streets?
No,
looking for a cat.
No, her assistant like totally has a tampon on her for sure. Any moment.
And listen,
anytime.
That was on me. That was on me. That was poor planning.
I know. I need to start carrying tampons around with me more.
I know. Me too. The problem is. If I'm being real, let's get really real about it.
Oh shit.
My period was late as fuck, like 5 days late. And I was, you know, not worried because I wasn't worried, but I did know that it was because of stress. I've been very stressed out, and every once in a while I have that happening. So I've kind of been like waiting.
Yeah.
But usually there are more signs. And I think my sign should have been 2 days ago when I wanted to die instead of leave my house.
Mm.
And I should have known then and started carrying tampons.
Yeah.
But you know, that's how it goes. But Taylor probably has,
tampons on deck.
So she never has to worry about this kind of shit. But, she also doesn't have to worry about looking bad because she showed up looking 10 out of 10 again.
So cute.
To the Chiefs game on Monday, which they won.
I almost said, I wonder if she's going to wear a set. But then I was like,
she loves
really,
a set.
She, but not. Oh yeah,
sometimes.
That's true.
Lately, she's
been
loving a set.
Yeah, lately she's been liking a set.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore a cute plaid Vivian Westwood set.
Mm-hmm.
Vivian Westwood boots as well.
Mm-hmm.
The boots I liked, but I didn't love the pointed toe.
The pointy toe, it's especially witchy. I mean, I have cauldron earrings and you know, pointy shoes.
It's kind of giving elf to me.
A little elfy. I think that she maybe has worn those boots before. They looked familiar to me.
Yeah.
Maybe a very similar Louis Vuitton boot. But regardless, I'm wondering, you know, it leaves us wondering, what's the deal with the plaid? She's wearing a lot of plaid lately.
So much plaid.
We were, you know, we didn't want a clown, but it's like five outfits in a row, plaid.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's either she's just wearing plaid because it's fall and every bitch wears plaid in fall.
Mm-hmm.
Or Christmas album.
Christmas album. Christmas album featuring Travis. No, for real, though. And she has been doing a lot of collaborations with Vivian Westwood, which is fun.
Yeah, and Vivian Westwood loves plaid.
She does. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she is sadly deceased.
Yeah, she is
R.I.P.
deceased. We don't want to get what were we saying about Roberto Cavalli recently? We were like,
oh
and
God.
He said this, but he was dead all along. People jumped all over us when we said that. Rest in peace to all of these fashion
icons.
Rest in
peace to Vivian. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with a new album or anything. Like, Plaid is such a unique, like, pattern to use for, like, an album cover. I don't know if...
Right, like, I don't know how, like, how
Plaid
totally
is an album
fit.
Aesthetic, but maybe, who knows?
Who knows? Maybe there'll be a song called, like, Plaid. You know, you make me feel like Plaid, all different colors and all different, you know, going all different ways, but somehow we intertwine. You can take that, Taylor. She can take that.
That was beautiful.
I know. So,
Plaid,
all the shapes and all the colors come together to
intertwine. Plaid.
Invisible string.
Baby, when you wear plaid, you make me happy, not sad.
And maybe when you wear plaid, I'm happy, not sad. It'll be like that.
You wear plaid. Yeah, shit.
Maybe we should just keep singing
that.
She needs
to call us up.
I'm happy but not sad. Happy but not sad.
In plaid. In plaid.
In plaid. Yeah. In plaid.
It's just like maroon in a different
it's
key.
It's literally maroon. Yeah. It's literally maroon, but it's plaid. Yeah. Anyway. So that's that.
So
she's wearing plaid.
Scarlet, it was plaid.
Looked up at the sky and it was plaid.
That's funny as fuck.
Oh, I'm crying. Oh, you know, like when you're laugh crying, but like the tears are already in there. Oh, God. Good. Anyway.
Plaid.
Love it. We love plaid. But anyway, so she's wearing plaid. But the shock heard around the world, the accessory that made headlines, the glitter freckles.
Yeah, those are so cute.
Across her face, starting here, going across. Mm. It's one big unit. It's almost like a temporary tattoo with freckles.
Yeah.
And it's by, it's a company called Phase It.
Yep.
And the girl who founded the company posted a few videos of herself like freaking out as all the, did you see the video of all the orders coming in?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
It was like a 5-minute long video of orders just spitting the fuck out. I think she said 20, the order, last I saw was her orders had increased 2,500%.
Yeah,
that's the last I saw like yesterday.
Yeah.
So who knows? But yeah, so really fun, fun little look.
Fun little tidbit to add into a look.
Super
like,
cute. Yeah,
well
just a little like cutesy, like fall.
Some people
were
like, oh, I don't like it. It's like, what is there not to like?
It's fine.
Like,
it's fine.
It's a game. Like,
yeah,
you're
it's
supposed
silly.
To have
you're supposed
fun,
to be,
face paint.
People wear eye blacks at these games.
Yeah,
what's wrong with a little sparkly face?
There's a guy who's like a diehard Eagles fan, and he like paints his whole fucking face every game. Mm-hmm. So it's like, fuck it, a little glitter sparkle.
Add a
it's
little
fun.
Glitter sparkle.
Yeah, it's cute.
And it's a cutie. A
at
cutie
first,
glitter
I thought
sparkle.
That they. At first, I thought it was like red and yellow sparkles, which I was like, oh, that's really cute.
That would be cute. Yeah,
but no, it was just like gold, like little flakes, and it was really cute. And I'm excited to see how many girls are going to be wearing sparkly freckles to the Eras Tour, and I'm even considering maybe doing it myself.
I'm gonna guess a billion.
Yeah,
a billion.
Because I have figured
1.6
out
1.6 billion, just like our bank account.
Yeah,
no bullshit.
That's a good segue. But I was just going to say that I have figured out my Eras Tour outfit. I have an idea in my head.
Yes. Are you gonna tell us? Or are you gonna give us a surprise?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, I want to incorporate things I already own. So I have like these black cowboy boots, and then I was like, oh, it'd be cute to do like a little homage to Fearless because it's like what made me love Taylor
you
so
love.
Much for the last show. So I think I'm just gonna keep it basic: black cowboy boots, gold sequin skirt. I found this cute shirt on Etsy where it's like the Fearless heart hands, and it says
cute.
Like it. Something was fearless or something. It says like one of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a little cowboy hat, black cowboy hat.
Adorable.
And then just gold everywhere.
Just sparkles, gold everywhere. Gold out the ass.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Thanks.
I hate my outfit. Obviously.
Oh no.
So I don't know what to do. I'm gonna have to. I think I might try to do the same. I have so much shit in my apartment.
Yeah,
there is no way that I don't have something. Like, I have to have something. I'll create something.
I have so many
costumes. I have so many things. Like, what am I doing? So it's like stop. But I just keep looking on Revolve at dresses and stuff, and I just like I got so lucky.
I was looking at Revolve, they had nothing.
They have nothing right now. Absolutely nothing. It's crazy. They need to switch over their okay. this is where what is the cloud on us, G? What is the cloud? What is the
like?
Cloud?
Do we just ignore it and
no,
I'll
just
do it
leave
later?
It. Like for now, just leave it. Like what's it gonna do?
My coffee just spilled. If you guys didn't know,
spilled in like the most dramatic way possible. Like it just like cascaded like a waterfall. Thankfully, you still have a half
all
a
over
coffee
the place.
Left at least.
Yeah, whatever.
It's all over the place. As long as it's not in the electronics.
It is.
It is.
But I think that they have like whatever. I literally will clean it up after this. I just can't even get up and deal with it right
it's
now.
It's fine. No. It's fine. Like it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Oh
but,
my god.
Yeah.
Do you think that people are gonna be like, wow, these bitches are like not
like,
okay?
No, they are gonna be like, you guys okay?
They're
no,
be
we're
like,
not.
What's this
okay?
episode even? Yeah. Like, are you guys
mess.
Good?
This episode's a mess.
It's
I'm
a
sorry,
mess.
Y'all.
We're sorry. We're sorry. But listen, like we said, we're brave.
We're allowed to have one bad episode, okay?
We're allowed to suck for 5 minutes.
Give me some great. Give us some grace.
Yeah, give us a little bit. Give us a little bit of grace, okay? Give us a little bit of grace. Give us a little room, regardless.
But sorry. Yes. You have the potential to create a beautiful outfit with.
I have so much shit in my house.
The fact that you own those earrings.
Yeah,
just
like I have these. These earrings are. It's like, a bubbling cauldron. Spooky season. Yeah.
The fact that you own bubbling cauldron earrings just.
These pants were actually an original.
I love those
they
pants.
They were supposed to be an Eras Tour outfit, an Eras Tour alternative pant.
See, like, I'm I
and now
you
I just wear them.
It.
Yeah, I think I can too. And I think that will be a fun project in the next couple of, you know, it's like next week. So I think it'll be fun. And, you know, worst case scenario, we piece together a bunch of shit and get one shining piece like you did, like from Etsy or something. Like, I think that'll be the way to go.
Agreed.
Gia, we've got bestie number one. Come on down. Bowling Branch.
Number
always.
One in our hearts. Number one on our beds. Mm-hmm. We love Bowling Branch. We love Bowling Branch so much. Seriously. Yeah. I can't get over how comfortable my bed is.
Yes.
It was so difficult for me to get out of bed this morning because my comforter is just so fucking nice. It keeps me warm when I'm blasting my AC because I like to keep my room really cold, and especially with the fall coming, the cold weather is on its way. It was so cold this morning.
It was
just
cold.
Outside.
Yeah, it was cold,
so it was nice to be all bundled up in my Bowling Branch sheets, my Bowling Branch pillowcase, and my Bowling Branch comforter.
Yep.
So you can build the coziest bed imaginable with Bowling Branch bedding made with the finest 100% organic cotton. Start with Bowling Branch's best-selling signature sheets. They feel buttery soft, breathable, and they get softer with every wash, which we know about.
Which we know about. And again, not only the sheets, we have to remember the waffle blanket. And like you said, the comforter, waffle blanket, Momo approved, as we all
Momo
know.
Momo approved.
Bacon biscuits
Momo
out the ass. Momo the cat that I babysat for 5 days. Momo approved. And just don't forget that. The waffle blanket really is so perfect.
It's amazing.
For fall. Like it's my number one blanket on the couch. Like it's perfect.
It's my blanket
on
the couch
too. You know, I'm watching Agatha All Along. I'm catching up on Tell Me Lies, which, oh my God, the latest episode of Tell Me Lies.
So
holy
good. I haven't watched episode seven yet.
Oof. I watched it late last night. Oh my God. So good. But don't sleep on the waffle blanket because it's another level.
So yes, just like Guts, Bowling Branch sheets are loved by millions of sleepers, and Bowling Branch offers free design consultation so you can build your dreamiest bed with a dedicated stylist. Start getting your best sleep this fall with Bowling Branch. Enjoy 20% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bowlingbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Bowling Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch for 20% off and free shipping. Limited time only, exclusions apply. See site for details.
And you know what? I thought about it too. We are spoiled brats, as in this is our third concert, and we rocked it on the other you're the most spoiled brat of all.
Yeah.
But like we've rocked every outfit in the book, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we
That's
really
what I was
crushed
thinking
it
too.
Always.
Like I feel like we've done like
we've done it.
Sequin,
done it.
We've done flowy, we've done like girly pop.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. What I was saying about Revolve though is I found that beautiful dress, the one I wore to the first concert that was like
Love and
Lemons. Love and Lemons, like pink. It was like a folklore / lover outfit.
Yeah, it was so cute.
It was like the best outfit I've ever worn in my entire life. And so I keep like searching for something
similar, like that.
You know, like, but maybe different colors and stuff like that. Nothing. I think it was a one-time thing.
Yeah, for Love and Lemons has kind of not been hitting that hard lately.
No.
They've become very mainstream. And I really like them because they only come out with a new collection like once a season and stuff. But now
which
they're
is great,
pushing
but
so much stuff. Like,
I know.
They've lost their quality.
I know.
Lost a lot of
it's
allure
sad. It's
to
sad.
It.
Hopefully it'll spin around
maybe. I think
maybe next spring.
we work with what we're given.
I think we do. I think we need to stop. We need to just use our brains and get creative and be the creative girlies we are. But regardless, the Swifties that are heading to the tours coming up are certainly going to be decked out in these glitter freckles.
Totally.
And Taylor looked adorable. And I think it's
so
fun.
Adorable.
Someone said online, like, Taylor does a really good job of finding, like, small businesses run by women to, like, buy from and, like, showcase their stuff, which is so true. Like,
totally.
And I also kind of love that she's always wearing something that, like, we can get, like, I, you know, like when she's got the Halara skirts on
totally.
And I'm dying over it, or the Misfit, like, jean dress that I ended up getting. Like, I fucking love that dress.
The big boobie dress?
Yeah, the big boob dress. Yeah. I love that dress. I wore it out recently and got a lot of compliments.
Love.
And it was just fantastic.
Yeah, I do love that about her because, you know, most of the time, the stuff she is wearing is very expensive.
For
but
sure. Like when she's out on the town.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
every once in a while,
out.
She'll have something so cute that's affordable. Mm-hmm. And it's just nice because, you know, it shows that she.
Her casual stuff
is
usually so affordable.
Which,
and
like,
I love
makes
that.
Sense. It's
which
like,
makes sense. Yeah.
I never got why people, like, I mean, if you have the money, you have the money. But, like, what's the point of spending so much money on, like, a white T-shirt? Like,
no sense to
you
me.
You can get a great white T-shirt for $20, $30.
Exactly,
like,
exactly. Like, no, I'm a
$200 white
you.
T-shirt. It's crazy.
Makes no sense. And then also, too, like, I don't know. Like, a white tee especially, like, kind of looks grungy after a couple washes.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like, it doesn't matter
how many times. Yeah.
It doesn't look so good. So it's like you're going to waste all that money for it to just go in the trash, like, a month later.
Yeah.
Like, please, get over it.
I loved seeing the clip of her saying, "I'm gonna fucking kill myself."
No, that was so good.
Screaming.
I wanted to ask you as a major sports fan, have you been in that place before? And how does it make you feel?
Yes, that's been every Sunday, Monday and Thursday for me this season. Being an Eagles fan, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Yeah. That was me last night after the Phillies loss. It's a constant as a Philadelphia sports fan, you want to fucking kill yourself all
the time.
They're
bad this year. So bad.
So
huh?
bad, bro.
Do you think it's because Jason Kelsey's not there?
That,
for team morale?
I think that totally has something to do with it. Mm. The replacement center, I forget his name, but he's been doing all right. We've had a lot of injuries. Our biggest, like one of our biggest,
like
offensive linemen.
A lot of people
linemen.
Have been having a lot of injuries.
And the Chiefs have been having a lot of injuries too. It's kind of happens in the beginning of the season, but I don't know. It's hopeless. But yeah, I that made her. I was like, I love her
so much
after that. I've been there once or twice, and even there was another clip where she like screamed something, and Scott like jumped a little
bit. Oh, that was hilarious when that happened.
Oh, she said,
hilarious.
"It's on video."
Yeah, it's on video. She's yelling, which like is so. I love that because that truly. Is like
it
when you get into something
when
you get into something you start getting heated for it, you start getting excited, you start getting like, you know, you learn the rules so you can like clap back at things like that,
yeah,
like, you can like yell at the refs and whatever, and I think it's like hilarious. So
I
want to
read
that.
This tweet from one of our coworkers, but I a coworker that you don't like actually. White boy Rick.
Oh my god. Poor white boy Rick. He's gonna hear this and be like, "Oh yeah, white boy Rick saddling up for Taylor Watch."
But
he's okay.
In the Chicago office. He actually had a tweet that I really appreciated.
What was
he said,
tweet?
"Say what you want about Taylor Swift. Usually, when they show a celebrity in the box, they're sitting down shooting the shit in that luxury box. That lady is standing up and locked in for every play." LMAO. And then he's like,
"Hell yeah, white boy Rick. He's back on my good side now."
Yeah.
He was
and then he shouted us out.
Oh my god! Wow, he's all the way back in. He's all the way back in.
Wait,
to be clear,
oh my
the
god.
Only reason I didn't like White Boy Rick is because he got super drunk out with us one night and was like staring, like getting into the conversation, and I kept having to be like, "You're
Rick,
too
like,
close to me, White
yeah,
Boy
yeah.
Rick. Can you walk? Can you take a lap?"
Yeah.
And he was really pissed that I told him to do that. But no, he's back in our good graces.
Yeah,
we love
him
now.
We love
him.
Wow,
that's
that.
So nice, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, "Thank you for the support here, Swifties. More of a football guy, but I'm a big fan of your guys' tweets and the songs Forever and Always in Exile."
Oh my god. And just like that, Webby Rick is my new
like
BFF.
That, we're like Uma Thurman and
all is
Robert
forgiven.
Schrader,
all is forgiven. His drunk ass is forgiven.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
But yeah, she was just
wow, that's nice. No, she
really
she was
going hard in the paint in the box, and I appreciate that because like it shows how much she loves it. And yeah, it's like so fun. I can't even imagine getting to watch your boyfriend play like professional football.
Mm-hmm.
I would be banging on the fucking windows, screaming
I'd be like
too.
Jumping into the stands.
Oh my
like,
god!
I don't know if I can handle it. I know that there are a lot of wives and like moms and stuff who go watch the games,
yeah.
or it's their husbands or sons or whoever, where they're like, "I can't watch. I can't watch.
Yeah,
I can't watch." I think that would be me. Like
yeah,
I would
oh,
be
totally.
too Like, so I would anxious. Get so fucking heated. And to be honest, I bet after the fact, I would, it's all I'd want to talk about when, like, you know how sometimes, like, I don't know if
you don't want to talk about the game after.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk about the game because I just played this game. Like, I feel like whenever that happens,
you'd be like, you have to run faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, run faster. Or what about those fucking refs? Or what about that guy? And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I was there and I knew it happened and I don't want to fucking hear it. Like, I feel like I wonder if that, like, I would be that bitch that, like, wouldn't shut up about it, you know? Yeah. Also, major, major tackle by Cam's brother on Travis.
Yeah, and Travis, he got an interception.
Yeah.
In the end zone and ran it. Yeah.
He played great.
He played so well. Shout out Colin.
Colin, they were saying, calling him.
I thought it was Kalen because it's K-H-A-L-E-N, but it's Colin.
It's pronounced Colin. Yeah.
I wonder,
Cam was there. Yeah, Cam was there. So was their mom, I think. So and cute. They all took a photo on the field, or Cam and his mom took a photo on the field in their Saints gear.
Yeah.
And then later on, Cam, Taylor, and Travis took a photo.
Yeah,
together,
very cute. I wonder the shit that they gave each other after the game. It's so funny. And then also, I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but someone posted a video of Taylor talking to Shariah, and you can kind of see her say, like, that's my backup dancer's brother.
Yes,
is really funny. And Shariah's like, what? Like,
which is so funny.
It's such a small world.
I know, the world is the smallest.
Colin had, like, a big hit on Travis.
A huge hit. Yeah. Like, it was a big hit. He knocked him over, really stopped him. But you know what was kind of funny? And I might be wrong in this, but watching that video back, and obviously they showed the replay, like, 20 times.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Travis was, like, laughing.
He was laughing. Yeah,
which is amazing.
Like, yeah,
That's how you know, like, these guys are just playing. They're just playing a good game of football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it was a good hit. It was a good block. He didn't get the touchdown at that point. And, and you know.
Yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles. I don't think Taylor realized it was Colin at first when she said, I'm going to fucking kill myself after you got the interception. But hey, I mean, maybe she did, because still, it's a fucking interception in the end zone that sucks. And then he carried it for like 20 or 30, like 20 yards. Like, usually when a big boy catches the ball, you just go down.
Yeah.
And he was fast.
He
was like,
moving.
Shit. Yeah, he was moving.
He's got wheels.
It was a really entertaining game, which was nice because I feel like some of these games have been so fucking boring.
Totally agree.
And yeah, it seemed like all the girls were together. Brittany was there.
Yeah, Brittany was
the
there
box.
Looking nice in her her full
red leather pantsuit,
which I loved. Someone was like, you know, she posted and was like, oops, I did it again. It did look a little bit like Britney Spears, oops, I did it again. Obviously, that's like a jumpsuit and whatever, like a full. But I thought she looked great. And reminder, she's pregnant as fuck. So I don't know how she's jumping around. She's living that life. When you know, girls that get pregnant and keep living your life, kudos to you.
Yeah, kudos to you.
If I were pregnant, I'd be like, well, I need to lay in a bed now for 9 months. Like, I'm sorry, I can't go to a single thing because I'm too pregnant and now I can't. Like, my clothes don't look the same.
Yeah,
I can't go anywhere.
And you have to bring me everything in bed and dote on me.
Worship me.
Yeah.
Tell me that I look beautiful every 5 minutes.
She
even
is
though I don't
a glowing,
you.
Glowing
She looks
pregnant
fantastic.
Lady.
She
yeah.
really does.
Yeah.
Taylor also recreated the photo. I got to think of her name.
I know. I don't know her name either.
There's
Jenny?
another wag.
Yeah.
Who was pregnant. The one that Taylor and Brittany were taking photos with while they were both drinking and like holding her belly because she was pregnant. Then they recreated that photo, but with Brittany in the middle.
Yep.
Lindsay, I think. Lindsay.
I think you're right. Yeah. Lindsay. Let me see. Lindsay Bell.
Lindsay Bell. And so she is no longer pregnant. She had the baby and now Brittany is pregnant. So they recreated the photo. Taylor's drinking, whatever. So I thought that was funny and cute. I like that tradition of like, of them all doing that.
Yeah,
and
that
silly
was
silly and fun and just like a fun little friend
She
thing.
Has that 87 bedazzled cup, which is really
cute. Yeah, which I love. I love. Yeah. And how about her, I can't, her name. Kiara.
No. Shariah.
Shariah.
Yeah.
Once I have like Kiara in my head, which was in my head, that's like all I can think of. Yeah. Shariah. Did you see Shariah do a little
game
post-game interview with Taylor? Yeah. That was like really funny and cute.
Someone was like,
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, thank you, Shariah. Like, we haven't gotten a sit-down interview in so long. Yeah, yeah. I'll take this.
Yeah. So, Taylor, what'd you think? And she's like, going into a bye week. Like,
yeah, I know. And someone was like, hearing Taylor Swift say bye week is so fucking crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And but she truly seems to be having like an amazing time with all those people
and she's
and
like,
at those games.
Oh, there's my picture. She's like, I'm photobombing myself.
Yeah, sorry for the photobomb. She's like photobombing her own like Eras Tour poster in the Chiefs suite.
I love her and Shariah's friendship. I think they're very, very cute.
I think so, too. And I think we were spot on with with Shirai's really us saying, funny. Like, she is really funny. Yeah. I think we were spot on with us saying, like, obviously they've hung out a bunch. Like, people are like, where'd she come from? All of a sudden they're friends. I'm like, no, they've been probably friends for a long time and hanging out over the summer and in the off season, and now they're hanging out. So clearly they have, like, this established relationship, which I love. Also, let's see if there was anything else. Oh, they left afterwards and flew back to the East Coast with Taylor, Scott, and Travis. You know, I read something so funny.
What?
That was like, Travis Kelce was late to the private plane, making Taylor and her father, like, wait on the tarmac for an hour. And it was like, Taylor and Scott showed up at 6, and Travis didn't show up till 7. They had to wait for him. Like, he was late. I was like,
my God.
It's like, shut the fuck up. Also, low-key, an hour, not that long, especially after, like, if you're, you know, you're meeting up in a place, professionally playing, like, whatever. Who knows even if that's true, but I was dying at, like, the headline they were trying to create, talking shit, being like, Travis made Taylor Swift and her father wait. I was like, God please, forbid. Please.
And, on New Heights, Travis said that they were going to be in New York. He just said we have exciting plans for the bye week.
Oh, yeah.
And that was kind of it.
Jason was like, oh, do you have plans? And he was like, yeah, we do. And he's like, you want to share them? And he's like, nope, but I'm sure everybody's going to find out about them, and we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, yeah.
So we love that.
He also said that two things. Jason made a really funny joke. He was like, you know, Travis had a really special person there, and every time that person's there, Travis wants to play as hard as he can. Travis is like smiling.
Yeah,
he's like, think he's about to say Taylor. He's like, he really puts it all in the field when this person attends these games. Like, he loves this person so much, and it's his brother.
And it's me.
That was really hilarious. Funny.
Which was fun that Jason and Kylie were there both too. There.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Jason is doing.
We didn't get
like,
any Tay Kylie interaction.
I know
which
we didn't.
I was like,
they were in the same. They were in the same booth, but Taylor was up front with Scott and. Yeah. Which
in the back a little bit.
Yeah, which I think is really sweet too. She's, you know, watching the game with her dad. Like,
yeah, very cute.
Love that. And I'm sure he loved that. You know, Scott loves the Chiefs. Scott loves Travis.
Yeah. Scott was into it.
He was into it. He's decked out in all his gear, which we love for him. So that's fantastic too. Bestie number two, Ibotta. And you know what, Gia? Since we talked about Ibotta last, I did see my mother. I saw my mother at my dad's 10th anniversary lunch celebration, which was lovely.
Love.
It was a little country club. My dad had been working for his company for 10 years, and they had a lovely little lunch for him.
Ooh.
And I got to discuss with her. I said, Mom, I talked about you on the podcast. And she said, what? Oh, I must have missed that episode. I said, don't lie. You didn't listen. And I said, you should have listened because it's an excellent deal, and it's an app called Ibotta, and it will help you get cash back on your purchases, especially with the holiday season coming up, with Halloween coming up. You're trying to get some decorations for your house. You're trying to buy gifts for your friends. You're trying to do whatever. Ibotta is the perfect place to go, perfect kind of app that once you get something, you will get your own cash back and you can earn up to, what is it, 280?
It's like $256.
$256 back. And that's money for you to spend. So it's fantastic. And she was floored. She said, oh my God, I have to download it.
She almost passed out.
She almost dropped her glass of Prosecco.
Oh my God. So if you want to be like Mrs. Keegan right here and there and almost drop your Prosecco with all these deals coming out of the wazoo. You need to download Ibotta. It's a free app that lets you earn cash back every time you shop. You can earn on hundreds of items from grocery stores to toys to tech. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. Think of how much extra holiday magic you can make this season with more room in your budget. You earn cash back that you can withdraw to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Simply add offers in the app, upload your receipt, and voila, the money is yours. You can save on over 2,400 brands and shop at over 1,000 retailers, including your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now,
Sephora. We always say that. Got our
Sephora.
Point that out.
Like,
Sephora
is huge because every time I walk in there, I'm spending money.
Easily.
Lots of money.
Lots.
And you get two things.
Yep.
Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners get $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code TaylorWatch when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code TaylorWatch. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code TaylorWatch. No space. Then Travis also said that Taylor has introduced him to Indian food.
Yes. Yeah, which and, is and exciting. And Jason is thankful for that because he said that she's expanding his palate in that way. Yeah, yeah. Which I think is so funny.
He's
I never
don't want to eat anything that looks like poop. I'm can you grow up?
I was like, get over it.
No, like, literally, like, can you please? But so he's crazy. Like, he's from Ohio. Like, honestly, like, you have to keep that in mind. Like, people in Ohio aren't really eating, like, the most extensive cuisine.
I also wonder, like, I'm kind of surprised that he's like a picky eater. Like, I wouldn't think like this big like NFL guy would be a picky eater. Yeah. Like, usually it's like,
well, Jason was like, you eat Skyline chili.
Yeah.
That
looks
like poop. And, exactly. And Travis was like, well, that has cheese on it. Like, they're just so Ohio.
I know.
Which is really funny. But
it has cheese on it. So true though, Trav. So true.
You really can't knock it till you try, especially Indian food is so fucking good.
No, like, Indian food is delicious.
So good.
As soon as you find like what you like there, because I feel like it's with Indian food for me, I'm not a spicy food person, so I have to kind of pick and choose like the less spicy things.
Yeah.
But you know, when you find like the things that you love,
You
know, also really, really good Ethiopian food.
I've never had.
Like, same thing. You gotta try out everything and find what you like, because it is. It's all it's very like vegetable based, like a lot of like couscous type stuff. I'm getting it wrong exactly what it is, but it's really good. All of it's
eat anything. I'll try anything.
I'll always
once.
Try. Same. Yeah. I'll always try anything. You are a very adventurous eater. And I know that because of the kind of sushi you have. You have that crazy sushi always. And I'm like, Ikora. That girl will I was like, that girl will try anything. Like,
well, that was because I ordered something else and they gave it to me by accident when I was like 16 or 17 and I was like, ew. And then I took one bite and I was like, ooh, I like it.
And you're like, oh, this is
mine.
Yeah,
yeah. And then now I order it ever since. But yeah, no, I've growing up, I think my parents just like installed it in us since we were young.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah, because it's a great thing to be adventurous. Like, I have these friends and we're at our big age, we're still like saying that you don't like tomatoes.
No, dude. Like, the people that are like, I don't like tomatoes. Yeah, I'm like, you're fucking insane. You, like, what do you mean you don't like tomatoes?
Grow up. It's just,
You know what I hate so much? I don't know if we've talked about it on the show before. We may have. And we may have talked about it on the other line situation. Mm. People who say they're afraid.
Oh my God.
Mayo and ketchup and stuff. I'm afraid of it.
Like, it's not going to bite you.
I'm afraid of it. What do you mean
you're afraid
of it?
What do
you think
it's going
to do to you? What the fuck are you talking about? I'll never understand that. Like, phobia.
Like,
it's
mayo
the weirdest phobia.
Is gross in a way to look at. Because it's like.
It's, yeah, like, I get it. But like also, I could also eat it with a spoon, though.
No, but yeah.
Think of it as sour cream.
How can you not eat a sandwich without mayo?
No, it's fucking crazy. You're
like,
out of your
crazy
mind.
You're crazy for
that. You're out of your mind. I love mayo. I'm a big mayo girl.
I love mayo. I love mustard.
I like a mustard too. I like a I like a Dijon or a honey Dijon.
Okay, I like yellow.
I like a yellow as well, but it has to be. Sometimes it's a little tart for me.
I get that.
Where I'm like, you know, in a way that I don't.
Like,
want
sometimes
be.
I wake up and I'm like, I want yellow mustard.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. Oh damn. I feel that way about mayo though.
Yeah.
I love mayo so much. A little mayo, salt, pepper, turkey, white American cheese. Like,
you know what I was?
Just
I just thought
on
of
white bread.
This is so random.
A little tomato even.
But
Fuck,
they
I
opened a tin
now.
Fish store in West Village. Did you see that?
What?
You know
no.
the brand Fishwife?
No, but
yeah,
that sounds
they
wonderful.
Opened, like,
is it
a
close
pop-up.
To you?
I think so. I'm going to go this weekend.
You
I just
to
decided
go.
Right there.
That is so... and I have to go
and
right
I have
now.
To go to the Tin Fish pop-up.
You have to go to the Tin Fish pop-up. That's crazy. That's your favorite thing.
I love.
Oh, right. Tin Fish. I should have... Based on your sushi order, I knew your adventures, but Tin Fish is really how I know that you'll
that's
that
my
you'll,
that's
you'll
my go-to snack.
People love Tin Fish, though.
It really popped off.
I
know. I wonder if she does. I wonder if she likes anchovies.
I wonder, too. I bet she does. Like, I bet. Well, I don't know, though. Because remember how she only had a burrito for the first time, like, 5 years ago?
Oh, really?
Remember there was a video of her being like, it wasn't 5 years ago. It was probably, like, 10. But she's like, this is the first time I've ever had a burrito, and it's delicious. And I thought it was crazy.
Well, I mean, she grew up in rural Pennsylvania, too.
But
so
then
like
she moved to Nashville, you know?
But, like, are Nash they eating tin fish in Nashville?
No, probably not. Yeah. But other fish? It's not. I guess it's not really that close
damn.
To the water. Hmm.
If we ever meet her, I'm going to ask her, do you like anchovies?
Yeah, that's a good question. Add it to our list of things that we need to know. So
Moving on.
Yes, I'm moving on. Yeah. So, yeah, she had a great football day. They left. They jetted off, presumably in New York. We're not really sure.
Yeah.
They haven't been seen since, which good for them. They take a couple days off. Two things. One. We found out that Taylor, while she was in London, in the wake of the terror threats in Vienna, was given the like, you know, royal, the equivalent of like Secret Service, but for the royals.
Yeah.
Only reserved for like government officials and the royals themselves.
Yeah.
So, which I think is interesting. And I think just kind of speaks to how London did a really good job trying to keep her and all of her fans safe. Yeah.
She is a fucking royal.
She really is. Yeah. And especially in that moment, like in that time, it was so scary. And so I respect the shit out of London for doing that and keeping her safe, keeping the fans safe. And I think that we now are far enough away from that, those threats and everything, that we can just be thankful that everything is okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's all right and people aren't, you know, freaking out over like, I didn't get to go to my concert in Vienna. It's like, chill, whatever. So I feel like we're far enough away that we can feel good about it. Two, obviously there's a horrific hurricane going on right now.
Yeah.
In Florida. And Taylor's concerts are next in Florida next week.
Yep.
As we know. And she has donated $5 million to hurricane relief.
Yeah.
Which is just outstanding.
To Feeding America.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Wonderful.
The statement said, "We're incredibly grateful to Taylor Swift for her generous $5 million donation to Hurricanes Helene and Milton relief efforts. This contribution will help communities rebuild and recover, providing essential food, clean water, and supplies to people affected by these devastating storms. Together, we can make a real impact in supporting families as they navigate the challenges ahead. Thank you, Taylor, for standing with us in the movement to end hunger and for helping communities in need." It's just...
yeah.
Like,
it's wonderful. It's just smart. And you know what? Another thing we were talking about it last episode or two episodes ago. Another humble moment where the only reason we know about it is because they posted about it.
You
know what I mean? Like, she's just doing these things with the kindness of her heart. And I think too, you know, it's a good look. She's got the concert next week in Florida. It'd be weird to like show up to Florida and be like, "Hey, everybody come here." And in the wake of all this, and you know, without thinking ahead, and she has a song, Florida. Like, it's just, you know, it all kind of. It all kind of fits, and she's just a good person.
Yeah, I love her. I was very happy to see that. I was not shocked or surprised. Like, she just always goes out of her way to quietly try to help people, and it goes above and beyond anything that she's like expected to do as a celebrity, whatever.
Yep.
And yeah, she's just the best. Like,
she's wonderful.
She's very kind.
She's wonderful. She deserves all the praise.
And I really hope that everyone in Florida is like safe and
me too.
You know,
it seems I've been kind of following it. We are recording this on Thursday morning,
so the big night happened. Even my parents who are in Jupiter, they're
are
all
they
right.
down there.
They were expecting like nothing to happen, and like tornado outbreaks were happening.
Oh my god!
Like huge tornadoes. Jesus. Yeah. So my mom and dad were pretty shaken up for like 30 minutes because like all these tornadoes were just like happening, and then like luckily it stopped. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy. But yeah, no, I was watching the Weather Channel all last night. Mm-hmm. They had Anderson Cooper out there fucking fighting for his life.
I saw him get hit by debris.
I know.
I don't understand. Like I get that they want the reporters there to show just how bad it is.
Yeah.
But it's still like, what?
It's so dangerous.
So dangerous.
These reporters, like the meteorologists for the Weather Channel and CNN, mad respect to them, because you really are putting your life on the line to show people. And like, people, there's like people in this country that thought that this hurricane was fake and that it was made by like Democrats and stuff. So it's just crazy.
The weather machines.
Yeah.
We're controlling the weather.
So thankfully Anderson Cooper's got boots on the ground showing everyone, no, this fucking hurricane is real.
This is real. Yeah. This is real. And this isn't a scare tactic. You need to get the hell out.
The wind was like nothing I've ever seen.
It was 100
seen.
Miles an hour, 100 to 110, just like they said. They were dead serious about that. It seems that I don't know now, and I don't know how it works technically with like the water levels rising. I think that kind of happens after, like once like the flooding starts.
Well, all the water was like receding last night.
Right. So
and then it all comes
so
back.
It's going to come back is the thing. So like we still, you know, it's still not in the clear as of now, and we'll just have to keep an eye. But I think the donation is much appreciated, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody's being safe. I know
me
we had
too.
A couple people, a girl DM'd me about potentially, let me read it actually. They're trying to do a fundraiser to purchase supplies and hand deliver them to fire stations in Florida. She told me she would send me more information if they get it off the ground. They're trying to do a little bit of something like that. And I said that we would repost.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to donate, to help out, of course, there are plenty of places to look. But keep an eye on our stuff too, because we'll repost anything that has to do with it. We'll gladly share and post, you know, to help anybody.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Good stuff. Bestie number three. Yay! It is Thrive Cosmetics, which you guys know that we love. And I was personally loving Thrive Cosmetics this morning because as I was walking in the street crying, my mascara from last night was going nowhere. And it was fantastic, looking good, still looking fresh.
Yep.
The tubing technology on the Thrive Cosmetics mascara is the fucking shit. I'm telling you right now, it is the best. We've been using it long before they became a bestie on the pod.
Yeah.
They are truly fantastic. And they sent us a couple of other things too, which I am looking forward to trying out. I haven't tried out yet. One of the lip liners, I know.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to
trying. I got a lip gloss lipstick type of thing.
Yep.
I posted a TikTok yesterday before the Phillies game. Using the lip gloss and the mascara, if you guys want to see how it looks on, because I'm not wearing any right now, but the mascara is fabulous. Just like you said, after the Phillies game, I was pissed.
I have it on right now as well.
I had tears in my eyes.
Yep.
I still looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah, sorry about the Phillies, by the way.
That's okay. So from fresh face and radiant to autumn glam, spice up your fall routine with Thrive Cosmetics. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which is huge. I love that about them. Made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performing and trademark formulas, and uncompromising standards. It's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of five-star reviews. The Liquid Lash Extensions mascara is definitely their biggest product. It's my favorite product of them. It's so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Even the packaging is so lovely.
Mm-hmm. And it's got like the, I know this may seem silly, but the mascara specifically has like a little bit of weight to it. And like something about that, like, I don't know. It's nice.
It's nice, like luxurious.
It's good. Yeah, yeah. Feels great. And it's got a really good applicator.
Wand.
Which is so important.
The mascara lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. We can both attest to that for sure. Mm-hmm. And they look like lash extensions without the damaging glue or salon prices. So brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. And right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/TaylorWatch. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TaylorWatch for 20% off your first order.
But, okay, let's see. I think that's it. Should we get into our voicemails?
Let's get into it.
Fabulous.
Fab.
Hi guys, first of all, I just want to say I'm the biggest fans of you guys. I watch you guys all the time. And then I wanted to know if you guys had to pick a breakup song of Taylor's that you think most defied the biggest heartbreak that you've had, what song would it be? Thank you.
Wow. First of all, so sweet. Thank you so much. And also you have the sweetest voice.
I know. So cute.
You know, I want to choose a deep cut, but I think it's The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. That song really hit me hard.
I think mine is Right Where You Left Me.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Like that one I listened to on repeat when I was like trying to get over it.
For sure.
But it did not help you get over because you were stuck
at
the restaurant. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe... a sneaky one is Forever and Always, Piano. That's a sad one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, I know Right Where You Left Me was a huge one for, like, my high school ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, trying to think of, like, my most recent ex-boyfriend. Like, I wasn't really that upset when we broke up, so I was like, I'm okay.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you just don't, need that.
I used to listen to Back to December all the time with my freshman year high school ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, let me go dig. Oh, Story of Us. Story of Us was a big one for me in high school, like high school, you know. But, college.
A song that really helped me break up with my boyfriend was It's Time to Go. So both of the Evermore Deluxe
good one.
Tracks.
Back and forth. Yeah. The Lakes is my deluxe fave, obviously. It's not really a breakup song though, but it is a sad. It kind of is actually. It's not a breakup song, but it's sad being like can we both just escape this place?
Yeah.
Like I don't belong in my beloved, neither do you. Like it's just a I like that one when I'm feeling sad and hopeless in a relationship and feeling like outside forces are affecting it when I don't want them to. That's a good song for that, I think. Which is pretty much, that's very much a pattern of mine where it's like I let outside things affect my relationship.
It sucks dick.
I wish it wasn't the case. But
how did it end?
Oh God.
Yeah. That's a brutal one.
Guess who we ran into at the shops, walking in circles like she was lost. Didn't you hear? They called it all off. One gasp and then how did it end? Wow, I think I blacked that one out because it's too hard.
It's
to
so
that's
sad.
Like a more, that's a very recent
and that line
song.
Always yeah very recent yeah, like yeah, that when we listened to that song for the first time that like yeah. reminded me of my most recent breakup for
yes.
sure
yes
and especially oh that line yes. guess who we ran into in the shops
of course
yeah
of course oh God but yeah smallest man I would say the most devastating breakup I've ever had. It was like, you know, I couldn't even listen to music for a while. Like, that's how depressed. Like, you
honestly,
know, that's how you know
yeah.
it's bad. But then now years later, the song that fits it best and that I wish that I had at the time was Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hi, Kelly and Gia.
Hey, girl.
We have to discuss Travis Kelce's 90s white boy middle part hairdo.
Yes.
He's giving, in my mind, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Sean
yes.
Hunter, Dawson from Dawson's Creek. What are your thoughts? Do you think he's giving Pringle Man? And what are the odds that on Wednesday's New Heights podcast, Jason Kelce is going to be like, Trav, we got to talk about it. Pringle Man haircut with your mustache. And then Travis is going to be like, we already know. He's like, once you pop, you can't stop. All right, man. I just think that is going to be the exact verbatim discussion.
That's fucking
and
hilarious.
Do we like it? I like it, but it's because I played 90s Dream Phone, and he looks like
yes.
he's trying to be like Steve. I don't know.
No, my
what
God,
do you think?
So spot on right
haircut,
now.
Yes. Shaved head better, I don't know. I like it all. And I'm so happy for my personal friend, Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Exactly. Wow.
Hilarious.
Love you and loved that voicemail.
Yeah.
Did you know, you might be, I think you were definitely too young. Fran even might have been too young for 90s Dream Phone. Oh my God,
I didn't understand any of those
so
references.
It was, no, like, first of all,
I knew Dawson's
every reference,
Creek.
Dawson's Creek yeah. was perfect. Sean Hunter, that's Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay.
And then I forget what, they were all spot
Jonathan
on.
Taylor
Jonathan
Thomas?
Taylor Thomas was like, he was in Home Improvement, but he was the kid, but he was also like a teen heartthrob, like exact same hair.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
just spot on references. Every single one of them was perfect. But the 90s Dream Phone was a commercial and you could buy this thing, but the commercial was like this phone where you would pick it up and you'd like press a thing and be like, it'd be your boyfriend and like, but it would be one of like three guys
okay.
that would be like, hey, it's Steve, or like, hey, it's whoever. But then in the commercial there would be, and on the box there were like pictures of different guys, and like this guy was Steve and like
oh,
this guy was
funny.
Kyle or like whatever
yeah, yeah.
and Steve had like that exact hair,
that's
like, and it was
funny.
Just it was like, hey, beautiful, this is Steve. Like, it was so ridiculous. Wait, I have to look it up.
90s
so
Dream
it.
Phone?
90s Dream. Yeah, it was like Dream Phone, I think. Dream Phone game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, here it is.
I've never heard
look.
Of this.
And then look, here
it is. Oh, my God,
is.
There's so many men that can
look
call
at them.
You.
Look at them up top.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
So funny. Oh, my God, I haven't seen this in so long.
Dave,
I feel like I'm gonna
cry. Tyler, Dave. Spencer. Jason,
but the big
Jamal,
one was like, it's
Paul.
Steve, and it was like this whole fucking thing. Yeah.
That's
oh my God, it
funny.
Was the best game. God, the 90s had the best fucking games.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
Those are the games I liked. I'm not a game person now, but I loved games back then. But
yeah, no, I am
so
loving that look from Travis.
I'm loving it too,
like,
but
always...
I was cracking up when I saw it. Because it's very clear that he's in a hair transformation. We all know.
Yeah.
And he's like growing it out, but doing like the middle part, like it is straight up 90s. Like,
yeah,
that is
very
the
90s.
Only, and with the outfit he was wearing and the cargo shorts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Straight up.
So cute. I loved it. I love a middle part on a guy. I love mustache on a guy. So the combo was very, very handsome.
Yeah.
He always is rocking new dudes. Like, he's always got
Definitely.
Different hairstyles going on. Sometimes he slicks it back. Sometimes he does the middle part. Sometimes he does like a side part thing. He shaves it. And he looks good no matter what.
I love that he cares about what he looks like.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know if that's
very
a personal.
Clean. He seems very clean.
Very
he seems
clean.
Like he smells so good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. He is fresh to death at all times. Like, yeah. You know that. But I think that I love that he cares about, like, what he wears. He is interested in fashion. He has fun with fashion. Yeah. He has fun with different hairstyles and different looks. And, like, you know, he's a very handsome man, and he just is trying stuff out for fun. Like, he's just doing what he wants to do. He doesn't just look like every Joe Schmo down the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I love a guy
taking risks and, yes, like, being trendy and, like, being cool. And, yeah, like, and if it flops, it flops. And if it hits, it hits. You know what
I
mean?
Hey, you learn. He takes fashion risks.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
a
like
great
it.
Time. I yeah. love it. I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
I think more guys should do that. I wish that they, I really wish more guys would, especially in this fucking office. Everybody wears the same, you know, I'm always talking shit. Everyone wears the same fucking outfit, same fucking
yeah.
hair, hat,
yeah.
this, that, whatever. It's like, let's get on our shit.
Yeah.
Let's
I think
get
the only,
get, let's all get bit by the fashion bug. Like,
I know.
What's happening?
Fights needs to, like, push his
he needs
fashion
to, I know.
Onto
he
other
needs
boys.
To push his agenda. You
he
know
has
who
good
is,
fashion.
You know who is trying right now? And I will give him major props.
Ooh.
A new hair look is Francis.
Yes, that's
is
true.
Taking a risk.
Yes.
And
I do like the new hair.
Is doing like a middle part long hair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's working for
it's
him.
It's handsome, for
I
sure.
I think it's working. Mm-hmm. And I kudos to him for taking
Take
a fashion
risk.
Yeah, yeah,
agree.
Yeah, yeah. And I think more gentlemen here should take notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we love him. We love Travis.
We're standing Travis's hair
stand.
Looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very jealous of Taylor.
Yep.
Because he's so hot. Because
he's a hot man.
So this one, I think we'll have to think about it and then come back to it maybe on
Ooh.
Monday, because I feel like we're going to want to take this one seriously.
Ooh, okay. Oh my gosh.
Hi guys, my name is Lizzie. I'm really nervous, so I'm sorry if I'm awkward.
Oh,
I love your podcast so much.
Yay.
I don't have very many Swiftie friends. I do have a few, but it's really like fun every week to listen to you guys, especially since you guys also talk about like Taylor, like adjacent news, and it's just very refreshing to hear people talk about Taylor in a positive light. For years and years, I feel like people used to make fun of her, especially like around 1989, from like Red to Reputation. I feel like she's not of the respect that she deserved, and she's been gaining it since then. I don't know what people's problem is, but I really appreciate you guys existing. I also want to thank you guys for making Taylor Watch like such a safe space, you know,
so
a safe,
nice, Lizzie. Thank
you know, just like you guys handle topics, I think, really well, and I really appreciate that.
I really needed
so
this today.
I have a question, and Kelly, I think that you will enjoy this question a lot. If you could assign like a Taylor song to each like main character in Harry Potter, what would you give each song to each person? Or you can do an album, whichever is easier. So like Harry, Ron, Hermione, I don't know, Professor McGonagall, Dumbledore.
Oh my god, I
what,
love
like, album
this.
Or song would you assign to each of them? I'm really curious because my husband brought that up the other night and I could not like think of what I'm still stuck on that. Also, Kelly, real quick, my husband is a High Point alumni and also
Ooh.
He's a Barstool fan and he used to watch your videos all the time and that's how I found you guys. It's because of him. So
shout out to your husband.
Shout out to your husband. Shout out HBO. Go Panthers.
Your husband not being a Swiftie because my husband is a Swiftie and they're out there.
Hell
so anyways,
yeah.
All right,
they're
bye.
Out there.
Love you.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank
great
you, Lizzie.
Message.
Wow, that
and
was
great
amazing.
Question.
First
yeah.
of all, yeah, for real. Thank you for all those compliments.
Yeah.
Shout out to your husband. High
yeah.
point forever.
Yeah.
What was out? Oh, male Swifties. We know
yes.
we know that there are good male Swifties.
They're
out
there.
There.
You can
Don't
find
worry.
Them.
We will find
yeah.
them. Everybody can find them.
Yeah.
I am obsessed
with this question.
With this question.
Yeah.
Obsessed. And you're
and
correct.
Yeah.
I wanna take some time. I will say immediately right off the bat, Voldemort, Reputation.
Oh yeah, obviously. I was thinking,
obviously.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me for maybe Bellatrix, but I don't
Ooh.
Know if she's like Little Old Me or if she's like, I'm
you know,
fucking
could be who's
kill
afraid
you.
Of Little Old Me, Molly Weasley.
Oh, that's a good one.
Could be.
See,
could
I
be.
Feel like you'll be better. So this is our homework assignment for the
okay,
weekend,
perfect.
And then on Monday, Lizzie, we will come back and we will do a full.
Tuesday's
yeah.
episode.
Yeah,
on
let's
Monday.
Try
yeah,
to
yeah,
stick
yeah.
to like the main characters.
We'll stick to the main. Yeah,
yeah,
we won't stray too far. You know, sometimes I'll
yeah.
get a little carried away.
Yeah, if you think of some, throw them in.
We'll
there.
Do the mains.
Yeah,
maybe I'll do a little extras, and
Love.
Then and then I can throw the extras. Like
yeah.
maybe I'll put extras in a blog or something like that.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll start blogging again.
Yeah.
I've been very bad. On
I
the
know
blog.
The blogging. I have
very bad
at blogging
blog.
Too,
and I know that I have. I've just been depressed and I want to die. So that's why.
Well, and like, what are you supposed
that.
To do about that?
Sometimes I think about jumping off a very tall something.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you going to do? Even Taylor feels that way sometimes.
And Gia,
but we'll
too.
Get back. And Gia. We all feel that way sometimes.
Yep.
And it'll be fine. It'll be great. and we'll put it together. That is an amazing question.
You can't
Thank
die
so
also because then I will have no one to host the show.
That's
with.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Like it's we both
it
have
be
to
fair
stay
to me.
Living. Right. Yeah. It wouldn't be fair to you. My parents would be so pissed.
Yeah. Like it would just cause a whole mess. Like,
cause a whole mess. Yeah. It's like more trouble than it's worth. Yeah, yeah. But it's true. It's like, no, we have to stay alive for the podcast. Like, cause clearly people are loving the pod. So
yes,
like we
exactly.
have to stay alive for the pod. But yeah, so that is something so fun that I can't wait to do and perfect for spooky season.
Yep.
As well.
Yes. Oh,
fabulous.
So true.
Fabulous.
Oh, we should do like a Halloween episode.
Oh, we should.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
We should.
The not this
the week,
week
after
but
the
next
concert.
Week. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
yeah because yeah. that'll be Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
I think Halloween's on a Wednesday or a Thursday. I don't
I think it is too. Oh my God, imagine
oh,
if it's on a day we
it's on a Thursday. Perfect.
Perfect. All right, so the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
We'll have it. It'll
the
be
31st.
On, it'll be
on Halloween. Yeah, perfect.
Fabulous.
Okay, DMs.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. I feel like everyone has their own invisible string to one of Taylor's lyrics. And I'm wondering what you think yours are. Not just a lyric you relate to, but something that really ties you to the song specifically. Like how some people have their name in a song, for example. For me, I was born at 8:05 p.m. and when she released Electric Touch and randomly happened to choose 8:05 as the same time she says in the song, I almost died.
Aww,
love you guys.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to think... Well, when she said when she was six and she almost fell through the
almost
ice and she
drowned
was six
in frigid
water.
Yeah, yeah.
That happened
that
to me,
That literally
too.
Happened
yeah,
to you.
So.
Which was a crazy story that you like had never told or even mentioned once. Like, I've never even heard. You were just like, oh, yeah. That happened to me.
I fell through I the like, ice in Martha's
what?
Vineyard. It was not as dramatic. Like, I'm pretty sure I could stand, but it was
yeah.
still like.
But that's still very
yeah.
traumatic. That is traumatic, though. That is traumatic.
Yeah.
All of mine, every 2 a.m., like reference for
yeah.
me like the and also the 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. in your car
yeah
in my room
like
those,
2 a.m. feeling like I just lost a friend
yes oh my God
yeah
like all of that shit
yeah.
like I think like because I am a night owl as well I feel like you're a night owl as
yeah,
well
yeah totally
and so especially in my like early 20s I would say I was like my most unhinged at those hours and I was always doing weird shit and I wasn't as like online as I am now. I mean, I was, but not quite. I don't know, actually. I don't know. I just know that I was always like writing weird stuff. I was always like listening to music of a crazy person,
yeah.
reading lyrics, memorizing things. Like
yeah.
I was always doing crazy shit at those hours. And so whenever she talks about doing crazy shit at 1, 2, 3
yeah,
a.m.,
yeah.
it's crazy. I'm trying to think, is there a time in Maroon?
I don't know.
For some reason in my head, I'm just thinking about Maroon because...
Also, in Forever and Always reminds me when she said, I believe it was a Tuesday when I crossed your mind.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Tuesdays always hit for me. And I feel like artists always use Tuesdays in their songs, but,
they
like,
do.
Shit always goes down on a Tuesday.
Shit does always go down.
Yeah.
There's no time in Maroon for some reason. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'll have to also get back to that because I have one... specific one recently where I thought like damn that's so real
that's so
Raven
yeah exactly
and I can't figure it out but I love that question anybody else that has like a connection like that to it I would love to hear about it
yeah
I would love to hear
that's
about
the yeah
like what reminds you of those things
yeah
you know?
The Bolter is the only one that comes to my head right now because that was that was the one where I was like whoa
yeah that's a really good one
I gotta think about it though
yeah me too
Okay, last one.
Fabulous.
Hey, ladies, loved your Sporkle Quiz extra episode this past week. I won't lie, that faint noise you heard in the background was probably me shouting out song titles all the way from Washington. It was fun to play along with you both, and don't be discouraged by your score. I think it was a very respectable number.
Thank you.
My question to you is, do you think Taylor, if she played... could name her entire discography in the 25-minute time frame. She has done so much amazing work over the years, and that is a lot of song titles to remember. Lord knows I'd forget my Netflix password if I didn't have it written down, so it'd be understandable if a couple slipped through the cracks over time. But she's so smart, I wouldn't be surprised if she knew them all with time to spare. Anyways, love the podcast, ladies. Keep it up. Stacey from Vancouver.
That is a great question. Oh, Vancouver. Taylor's coming.
Oh, she's coming for you, Stacey.
That is a really good question and really funny. And I bet she
I bet
could.
She could.
Like, I bet she
yeah,
could.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know where she may get tripped up?
Maybe, like,
the like, features
and
stuff.
And
yeah.
the movie songs.
Yeah.
Because maybe she's like, oh,
those
I forgot
might,
I did a song for that movie, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Those might take a minute or whatever.
Yeah.
But especially with the re-records, I feel like she's got these songs on lock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she could go... kind of how like we tried to do like
album,
you know,
by
album.
Album
by album
yeah.
I think that she could absolutely do it.
I wonder if we did it again and didn't try to do album by album if
like
it would be better
it could go.
Yeah
yeah
But then it just gets so chaotic.
Then it's chaotic. And yeah. I also think that, I think the albums like kind of kept me in order. Although like forgetting huge ones, forgetting those huge ones, like I'll never, forgetting 15 and Forever and Always is crazy.
Crazy. Didn't we forget like Call It What You Want or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that was
Dancing With Our Hands Tied, which is actually not that crazy.
That's not that bad. Yeah. And it was the only one we didn't remember on.
No, but there was a few on like the earlier albums where I was like, whoa, what world are we living in?
Yeah. Crazy shit. So I think that, I think that she could. And I think that she would probably go album by album.
Yeah.
And I think, but once she gets the features and stuff, I think she could.
Especially with the
25 minutes, though, is a quick.
It was quick. It went by so fast.
Yeah.
And especially like you said, the fact that she's been re-recording all of them, they're probably a little bit more fresh on the brain.
For sure.
So, yeah, definitely. I think she could.
I wonder, too, Sporkle is hard because you have to type it in, and sometimes it's like you're typing it and you know that it's right, but you have to be a little more specific. So, if somebody who was like an expert at Sporkle and knew exactly like how to put them all in was typing on her behalf, that could also be easier too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even if I try to do it myself, like, you know, it's frustrating. You start typing something and you're like, wait, where is it? Wait, whatever. Like, if she's just rattling them off, she could do it.
Makes you type out like all the fucking words in the song.
Which is so insane.
Stupid. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, all right. I think we'll set you guys free from this hellhole.
From the shackles that is this podcast.
Yes, yes. No. This was, I think we came out strong.
Ended on a good note. Started a little frazzled.
Once we got to the voicemails and everybody was saying nice things, I started feeling better. We needed those nice things today.
Ego boost. Thank you to all the people that send in stuff. Keep sending in questions. Keep sending in. You know what I was thinking would be kind of fun to do if something doesn't really go on in the news or anything? People should send in questions and stuff about us.
Oh, Gia. Oh, my God. I would please.
Like, kind of like get to know us.
Don't make me talk about myself. What do you mean? I would love that. You know, an AMA?
I feel like we don't really get to do like.
No, we don't.
Anything about us. So it would be kind of fun to just. Like,
I would love to do that.
Yeah. AMA, like one episode. So we'll see.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're just curious about things about us, feel free to ask.
Yeah.
And we'll answer them. That is so fun. I love that idea.
Yeah.
So good. We have things to look forward to. We have the concert coming up.
Yep.
We have Halloween coming up.
Yep.
We've got, you know, Reputation.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly you.
Yes.
And then on Tuesday's episode, we will have a little sneak peek of Taylor Swift Styles' book, which I received in the mail, and I'm very excited about it.
So exciting.
And then also we will come back with the Harry Potter song collaborator pairings.
Which would
be so fun. Can't wait for that. But until then, we will see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.